I'm going to tell you a story that Jesus shared with the Pharisees in Luke chapter 7. There were two men that owed money to a moneylender. The repayment for the money that they owed was eternity in a horrible place out of the presence of the moneylender. One of them owed $500 and the other $50, but neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he canceled the debt of both. Now which one of them will love him more? The one that owed the larger debt, right? So then why are we judging people because of their lives before Jesus? Have we forgotten the debt that was canceled for us? How much more would someone with a larger debt canceled love him? The Pharisees sat in groups and questioned why Jesus would allow a sinful woman to anoint him and wash his feet. And why does he eat with sinners and tax collectors? But Jesus says in Luke 15 verse 7, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who need no repentance. So let's never be like the Pharisees. Let's never forget the debt that Jesus has paid for us and how expensive the cost of our forgiveness was. Jesus did not come into the world to condemn, but to make a way out of condemnation. He offers to anyone, no matter what you've done, to be born again. No exceptions. We're all sinners. Let's never forget that. And if you haven't made the decision yet, know that forgiveness and a fresh start are waiting for you.